The Iceman Cometh is a play written by Eugene O'Neill that had its premiere on Broadway in October of 1946. But wait, that's much too dark for our purposes. We'll hold on to the idea of the Iceman, though. He's Mark Crothamel of Sculpted Iceworks in Lakeville. And we'll hold on to the Great White Way. It's the 13th annual Clark Summit Festival of Ice. Ice Lights Broadway, February 17th through the 20th. Free admission and free parking all weekend. Janice Bavacqua is committee chair of the Abington Business Professional Association and staff member of PS Bank. Nicole Sullivan is PR director at Toyota of Scranton. And Rob Morgan is local manager with Frontier Communications. They stopped in at the WVIA studios to talk with us about the festival and their experience of its delights.
I've lived in the area for quite a while, so I've been familiar with the Ice Festival for years. It's a real popular event in the community.
How about you? I came on board about 5 years ago when I started working in Clark Summit. So for the last 5 years, I've been working with the ABPA to actually help establish every year solicitations, whatever they need, I do.
And your presence here both attests to the fact that this is an important event in the life of the community. What's the theme this year?
The theme this year is Ice Lights Broadway.
And so you each have a wonderful opportunity to have an ice sculpture in front of your building. What's your theme?
The topic for Frontier this year is the Rockettes.
They're going to be carving all those legs?
So it's going to be interesting to see.
And that's an interactive one, so you could actually take pictures and dance with it.
And where is Frontier geographically in downtown?
We are right in downtown, right on State Street, right in the center of things. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So you've got your sequins and no.
Well, not me personally, no.
No. And the bank has a theme?
We do. This year we're doing, our sculpture is going to be Aladdin, and it's going to be Aladdin and Jasmine on a carpet flying, so that'll be cool.
We've had the ice carver master here at the table, and there's no question that you all, that Clark Summit challenges the talents of these artists.
Mm-hmm. They do a beautiful job.
Yeah, the artwork's unbelievable.
I don't know if you're familiar this year. There's going to be 9 different sections that you can visit. And in each section, there will be a golden ticket, Willy Wonka golden ticket, because that's coming to Broadway. So we kind of went with that. And there's a scavenger hunt, and you could go through, and if you find all 9 and submit your ticket, you could have tickets. You could win different variety of things, but 2 of the tickets are to Cinderella. So I think that'll be wonderful.
We know there's such wonderful fanfare on Broadway, and the Rockettes are kicking things off and so forth, but there is usually an inaugural parade, correct?
Correct, yes. Friday nights. Mm-hmm. The parade.
And Mark will be on the back of a flatbed doing a sculpture coming through town, yes.
He's very brave.
He is. He does.
Going slowly, we hope.
Absolutely, yes. Very slowly.
And do you have a sense of the number of pieces of sculpture from the interactive Rockettes to Aladdin and the carpet? How many will be out and about?
We always strive for over 50, and we're over 50 again this year.
There are opportunities to have hot chocolate and invitations into various businesses.
Yeah, a lot of the businesses are open to people to come in and visit. There'll be a lot of hot chocolate, refreshments around.
And Frontier is one of our major warming stations.
Yes, so there'll be hot chocolate for people, depending on the weather, all sorts of different types of activities and some of the businesses, things like that.
You can make a day of it.
Absolutely.
Oh, easily.
And night, too, because it must be wonderful to see the sparkling of the ice at night.
The lights, when they get hit with the lights, it really makes them look special.
And there is live carving as well.
There's 9 live carvings as well.
And then at night with the flying ice with the lights.
Right, like at State Street Grill, for instance. That starts Saturday at 5:30, so that is right at dusk, and it's a beautiful thing to watch.
We've just had this revelation that there are 50 organizations, businesses willing to say, I'd like to host a piece of sculpture because it's just such a lovely thing to do and wonderful for the community. But then there are those who have even bigger roles to play, and that would be
our presenting sponsor, which is Toyota of Scranton.
And we were just talking about the interactive nature of the Rockettes, where you can go dance with the Rockettes.
The presenting sponsored sculpture is remarkable.
Starting at 3:30, going until 4:30 at the Gathering Place, we will have our first live carving, which is actually Cinderella's glass slipper, which is also a slide. It makes it fun, interactive for everybody. And then again at 3:30 until 5:00, we also are doing a live carving of an ice bill that you can put your face into, take a picture with, so that would be really fun as well.
And there are also some performing arts. There's music as well.
Absolutely. Throughout the entire weekend, we have live music and even some theater in the Gathering Place. Friday night is Family Fun Fair, 6:30 to 8:30. The parade is in the middle at 7:30. Saturday and Sunday, we're going to have performances of local theater groups. Saturday, 1:30 to 2:30, and Sunday, 12:30 to 3 at the Gathering Place.
The Gathering Place is a facility that is being developed as a community center.
Correct. It's the old fire hall, right on State Street, and over the last year they've raised money and they've renovated the whole first floor. The last item that they had was the counter inside, and they couldn't get a certificate of occupancy till it was completed, and they just are wrapping that up now, so we'll be able to use it.
What are some of the things that then you would recommend our listeners be on the lookout for? Just the kinds of experience.
Bring the whole family. It's an event for all ages. It really is. The parade, the kids love the parade. Love watching the ice carvings and things like that. So it's something the whole family can enjoy. We've been involved for years with the Ice Festival. It's a great community event. Gives people an opportunity to come into Clark Summit and see some of the local shops we have and some of the small businesses and have a great time at the same time.
Anything that you'd say don't miss?
I would say there's a couple different ways to go through town. The trolley will be there Friday evening, so if you want to take a ride through Lackawanna County, trolley will be there. There'll be somebody from the county actually sitting on it, so that's a nice thing on Friday night in conjunction with the parade. And then the interactive. If you could go see a sculpture being actually carved, that shoe that Toyota of Scranton is going to have, the kids are going to love that. Won't be able to wait to get on there and take a ride on it. So I would try to pick a couple of those to try to see.
And so it's not just still cameras. We should have video. Are you thinking about doing this live?
Absolutely. I can't wait.
Do you have any little ones in your life whom you might bring? Or?
I have nieces and nephews, so most likely.
We were laughing before we started about the weather, but it doesn't matter because the ice is so solid that even if it on Sunday is 50 degrees, no problem?
No,
shouldn't be an issue.
I think more people will come out if it's a little bit warmer.
Yeah.
When it's zero and the wind chill, it's hard to bundle up and walk. But I think 40s is going to be perfect.
Why do you keep coming back to doing this work?
I think I just love to see so many people in Clark Summit walking the town, going to the restaurants, going to the little shops. And again, the little kids, like you said, the awe on their faces when they're sticking their faces into the sculptures. And it's magical.
Janice Bevacqua, committee chair of the Abington Business and Professional Association and staff member of PS Bank, Nicole Sullivan, PR director at Toyota of Scranton, and Rob Morgan, local manager with Frontier Communications, speaking with us about the 13th annual Clark Summit Festival of Ice, Ice Lights Broadway, February 17th through the 20th. Free admission and free parking. The Welcome Center is in the Crossroads Church, 312 South State Street. That's Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Live music will kick things off Friday at noon with the Just Us Duo at Citizens Savings Bank, and the activities continue all throughout the rest of the weekend. From 6 to 8 p.m. on Friday evening, and then again Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4, there will be an art show with the Northeast Photography Club at the First Presbyterian Church of Clark Summit. And the Family Fun Fair is at 6:30 on Friday evening. The Festival of Ice Parade through downtown Clark Summit along South State Street gets underway at 7:30. There will be live music on Saturday morning at 10:30 at People's Security Bank and Trust with violinist Mark Woodyatt. The Ice Lights Cabaret, Broadway cabaret performance at the First Presbyterian Church in Clark Summit, will be held at 4:00 on Saturday, and on it goes. Live Broadway Brass with the Brass Reflections at the Gathering Place at 11 a.m. on Sunday. There will be horse and carriage rides outside the Gathering Place. There will be activities for young people. A Broadway musical review with Aaron Malloy at the First Presbyterian Church of Clark Summit, and that's at 2:00 on Saturday.
and live ice carving demonstrations throughout the entire weekend. For more information on the web, theabingtons.org, theabingtons.org. It's the 13th annual Clark Summit Festival of Ice, Ice Lights Broadway, February 17th through the 20th.